We are currently joined in the studio by comedian from Australia, Heath Franklin.
Yeah. Yeah, how are you?
G'day, guys. How you going?
Splendid, splendid. How's the weather on your end?
Not too bad. Where I am at the moment, it's about 6 degrees, so I'm acclimatising. I'm getting ready.
Six?
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
So, yeah, a couple of hours south of Sydney, but, yeah.
Awesome.
Just sort of drive myself down here and stand around in the wind and, yeah, acclimatise.
Are you excited for having your journey around New Zealand soon?
Yeah, it should be good. I've already done a couple of short stints there, clocked off most of the North Island, and yeah, just tuning around the South Island and doing those last four shows, and then yeah, moonwalking back across the Tasman.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah,
awesome. Yeah, we've got a few questions for you. How'd you get into comedy? Because you've been doing it for a wee minute.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, I mean, I just did it as a hobby at uni. I kind of got involved with the drama society there. They were doing a comedy show. And then I just sort of kept doing it. And then it got to the point where it was like, oh, this might be a job. and so, yeah, me and some mates did a show down at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. And then one of the TV networks here were kind of half interested in giving us a TV show. So we did like a bit of a pilot and they liked that. And then, yeah, then it all kicked off from there kind of thing.
Bob's your uncle.
Yeah.
Was there something that is there something that draws you back to performing specifically as a career in your future?
Oh, probably being egomaniacal doesn't go astray, to be honest.
Yeah.
But no, I've always enjoyed, like, you know, drama and like, you know, performing and pretending to be someone else. I guess it's just a sophisticated version of dress-ups, really. And then, yeah, when you get a few laughs out of it as well, it's not a bad way to do things, you know. It's much better than being an investment banker or something like that. I think I can sleep a bit better, but
it must be pretty fun to travel all around, just everywhere you can find, eh?
Yeah, it's pretty good. And you know, like, I really enjoy traveling around New Zealand because it's you guys have got a pretty decent country to look at.
Yeah, it's pretty beautiful. Oh, yeah. Where have you? Have there been any standout spots in New Zealand for you?
I've been going there for a while, and every time I, you know, go to a place, like, I remember ages ago, I come to Dunedin, I had a day off, I was like, what do you do in Dunedin on a day off? And then you go out to, like, is it St. Clair's Beach, I think it is?
Yeah,
St.
Clair's
and, beautiful. And drive around the point there, near where that castle is, up on the hill.
Around
where the Albatross Colony is. Pretty.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, you know, there's some really lovely spots around there. You just got to take a few minutes to find them.
Best thing in Dunedin as well is, compared to when you're in a place like Auckland or a bigger city, you've got to drive like 2 hours to reach those places, but in the smaller places you go, it just takes 20.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm usually sitting there with a hire car and nothing to do anyway, so.
Yeah.
Oh, too good. And now for I guess it could be considered a personal one. Why Chopper? Like, what specifically drew you to Chopper Reed as a character? Because for those who don't know, he is a real, or what was a real person, may God rest his soul, or all that. why him? Why not, you know, Ned Kelly or one of Australia's other various celebrity criminals?
Well, I mean, to be honest, it basically came out of the fact that I watched the Eric Banner film too many times.
Mm.
That was just the film that me and my mates at uni used to watch over and over and over again. You know, like, I don't know, there was a while there where, this is probably well before your time, but everyone was watching Austin Powers. Everybody around being like, Austin Powers, wee wee horn. And I was just like, nah, that's not my cup of tea. I much prefer, like, if you keep stabbing me, I'm going to die. so, yeah. That was just a movie that I, like, yeah, kind of caught my fascination. And then I was doing a show at uni, and someone had the idea that I do, like, a sketch as Chopper. Because they're like, oh, you're always doing the voice. Why don't you just, you know, dress up and commit to it? So that was the first sketch was Chopper reading a kid's book, being like, oh, look at this dog, he's on drugs. What's wrong with him? That kind of thing.
Oh, because he does have he did put out a kid's book, eh?
Yeah. There was sort of lots of kind of brand inspiration from his life that I could draw on while I was writing those early sketches.
Did you ever get to meet him?
Yeah, there was a magazine ages ago called Zoo Magazine, back when they were a thing. There was, like, you know, girls in bikinis, and then the next page was like a photo of some guy's mate who was in a boating accident.
Ah.
And they got us together for a photo shoot. Yeah, which was like, ugh. I mean,
were you scared meeting him after spending so long impersonating him?
It wasn't too much scared, because I was like, well, there's photographers there.
Exactly. You're in a safe environment, obviously.
He's not going to jump you on camera.
No.
Yeah. Unless, I mean, if you started taking out the cameraman, I'd be like, all right, I'm leaving. But I just felt dumb, really. Because, you know, my version of it is very Canto. Like, I don't want people to take it too seriously. So, you know, it's always Sharpie tattoos and a kind of... Back then, it was probably even like a pipe cleaner mustache or something as well.
Yeah.
And then he's panel beaten in prison. He's missing his ears. He's missing his teeth. He's got real tattoos. He's about a foot taller than me at least as well.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, I felt like the Panto version of it more than I ever have before, you know?
Yeah. What would you say is like your favourite tour that you've done as Chopper?
Oh, I don't know. In terms of like the material or in terms of like the...
I guess in terms of the experience, the audience that you meet, the audiences that you met, and...
Yeah, whether it's like a specific show or like a tour as a whole, like...
Oh, I remember I did a show in Christchurch once, and they kind of had to... I think they had to keep upgrading the venue. And I eventually did it in a stadium to about, like, 4,000 people in Christchurch.
Wow.
Like, that is pretty cool. I will admit, it's not ideal kind of situation for comedy, where you tell a joke...
To 4,000.
And then no one laughs.
Yeah.
And then you start telling the next joke, and then everyone laughs. And it arrives, like, the laughter hits you 30 seconds later, so you gotta... Yeah, it's almost like trying to do comedy with a live cross to a different country, you know? There's something like, oh, they hated that, and then just this wall of laughter arrives, and you're like, oh, no, they were into it, cool.
Yeah, that sounds hectic in Christchurch as well.
Yeah, that'd be freaky.
Because
you'd think, oh, yeah, everyone's just aired me, that wasn't funny. Oh.
Yeah. No, it takes a while to get used to the timing of it. But I'd much prefer to do, like, four shows in a theatre where it's, like, you know, suited to comedy. All the stadiums and stuff look cool on your social media, but they're nowhere near as good for comedy as just a proper theatre.
Yeah.
So before we meet the Chopper himself, we just want to ask: how do you separate Chopper from Heath? Do you have do you have to like switch yourself over if, like in five takes you 5 minutes, or do you just get straight into it?
No, it's pretty quick. You know,
comes out whenever
I can be me, and I'll be like, oh wait a second, there's money to be made. Chopper's here. Hello, here I am.
Do you ever bring out the accent in situations to help you to get like extra points from someone maybe that would prefer it?
Oh, I don't know about that. I can imagine being pulled over by the cops and be like, g'day officer, I think I know, you know who I am? And they'd be like, I've no idea, mate. I don't know why you're being weird. So no, I've never tried to do that.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, well, we are going to go now.
What?
Pardon?
Do you ever, like, you're in a situation and you think, oh, this is what Chopper would do in that situation?
Yeah, I think deep down I'm quite a kind of irrationally angry person, so I assume there's a lot of overlap. I assume, you know, every time I've been in a crowded shopping centre and thought, geez, I'd love to stab my eye out, is the sort of thing that Chopper would endorse.
Yeah, he probably would, from what I've heard about him.
Yeah, just sort of unnecessarily violent solutions to everyday problems.
Right. All right. Well, we're going to now move on to the song that you've asked us to play, Arsewipe by the Phoenix Foundation. Or it was the one that we could find from your request.
This is a good one.
It is, yeah. And then I think
Samuel's playing bass on this one as well.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Yeah. So we are going to kick into that, and then we're going to have Chopper Reed in the studio, aren't we? Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well.
Yeah, righto. Shall we? Righto, and we are back. Heath Franklin has left the room, and Chopper Reed has entered. Chopper, how's it?
Yes. You know, not too bad. How's it going? I'm sorry you had to talk to that other boring guy. He sucks.
Oh, bit harsh there, mate. Bit harsh. He's got decent chat.
He's all right. He's okay. You know what I mean? I'm paying his mortgage, though.
Hey, someone's got to.
Does he ever thank you for it as well?
Hey, hang on. What are you, JD Vance? Settle down, mate.
Does he get you a box?
Yeah, no. Well, the thing is, I do all the drinking, and he's the one who's got to do the exercise the next day to bloody sort it out. So, it all works out.
Yeah, of course.
That's the way. I have a question for you.
Yeah, fire it up.
Is it a tough life being the hardest bastard on earth?
Oh, it's not too bad. Sometimes it gets a bit lonely, but yeah, mostly it's pretty good.
Oh, that's splendid. Yeah. That's splendid. Yeah. And yeah, we have some questions from Mario's lovely mother.
So my mother has actually, she's seen you twice now, Chopper, and she's a big fan. Oh, yeah. She wasn't a big fan when I found you when I was younger, but she is a big fan of you, and she's got some questions. The first question is, do you ever have a day off from swearing? When do you consider it appropriate? When is it appropriate to bring out the big words?
When is it appropriate? When I'm awake is good. When I'm asleep's good. Never in restaurants, you know what I mean? I'm not an animal. In traffic, absolutely. It's a must. Has to happen.
Amen.
I don't know. Have you guys ever heard of a thing called lalacasia, which is where scientists discovered that swearing relieves pain?
I did not. I'd believe that.
Yeah, so basically, any time you need a bit of pain relief and there's no Panadol around.
Cheaper, too.
Drop a couple of F-bombs, yeah.
Yeah. Now that's the
take
way.
Take with water, and if pain persists, see your doctor and tell him what to do.
Yeah.
She's also got another question, because she said you were very smart, she said in the group chat, the family group chat.
Oh,
he's very,
she's
very smart.
A very good judge of character.
She is a very good judge of character, I agree. I think she's doing a pretty good job. But she was wondering, if you didn't become what you are today, what would you have been? A doctor, a lawyer, a veterinarian maybe? If you weren't...
Well, I probably alternated between being an excavator operator and topiary.
Mm.
You know, you carve hedges into the shape of a duck or something like that.
Yeah, that's good. A good craft,
eh? Yeah, yeah. You spend all day snipping and snapping around, you step back and what used to be a bush is now a duck. Get into that.
Do you have a favourite plant that you would want to draw on? Or you'd cut up and sort into something?
Well, I'll tell you what, if I came across a lot of gorse, I'd hit it with the excavator. I wouldn't hit it with the snippers. You know what I mean? But he'd undo some of that.
Yeah, that's the way, just bury the stuff.
I think everyone loves a ficus, don't they? You'd love a ficus.
Yeah, I love a ficus.
Yeah.
Do you like rhododendrons?
Rhodos, they're not too bad. Not much hedging to be done with them, but they're alright.
They're very self-maintaining plant, those things.
Are you big on your succulents?
Oh, I don't mind a few succulents here or there. You can't have a whole garden full of succulents.
No, you can't. You can't.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
what are you going to use all that water for then?
Exactly. No, it's neat. Have a few in there for a bit of ground cover or something like that. Good gear. Anyway, I feel this has veered pretty hard into the bloody gardening system.
Yeah.
We've got something to move it on to. A quick fire NZ versus Australian round.
Yeah.
What is...
I'll do this. We figured since, you know, true blue Aussie... You might have some pretty hot takes on. We've got a list of four things that are very commonly argued about where they're from. Farlap.
From New Zealand, right? Was he Oamaru, Timaru, somewhere around there?
Yeah,
something like that.
Safe answer. Good answer too. You are correct with that.
Did he make his money there? No.
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 From there? Absolutely. Who killed him? The Americans.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't actually.
Wasn't it?
It was his trainers. They were trying to juice him up, so they were giving him some. There was some arsenic and some other things. There was like a. They documented it too. The eggs.
So does that mean the Australians killed him?
Yeah. Good one.
Okay. I'm going to have to rethink this whole thing now.
Yeah.
I thought we could all agree that the Americans were shocking people. Anyway.
All right. What about Pavlova then?
To be honest, putting fruit on a bloody meringue doesn't make you a genius. I kind of don't care.
Yeah.
To be honest, as long as they're available, you know what I mean? Like, if we settled it, we're like, all right, they belong in New Zealand. I don't have to catch a plane to eat a pavlova.
Yeah.
It's kind of better that we both have this fight for it than we get to enjoy it in both places.
It's like chocolate cake.
Exactly.
If you only had chocolate cake in one country, that'd kind of suck.
Oh, if you had to go to Germany for chocolate cake, you'd never bother. Holy moly.
Yeah, you wouldn't. No. Ugh. I'd just go for marzipan. How about Russell Crowe then, talking about geniuses?
I mean, once again, he's definitely from New Zealand. Did he win his Oscar in Australia? Yes, but was he making the movie somewhere overseas? Yes, I don't know. It's weird. Has anyone ever asked Russell Crowe this? it seems like we could.
I'm pretty sure he's been asked, and I think he said Australia, to be fair. But I think there's a lot of New Zealanders that would love to just claim him, anyways.
Because he grew up in Wellington.
Yeah.
Until he was 10, I think it was.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, once again, like, you know, you can't ask Farlap. Where do you reckon you come from, mate? Where's your heart? I mean, if you ask Farlap where his heart is, I think he says Canberra, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Or his heart in Te Papa.
And he's got his... I think his skin is in Te Papa.
No, his skeleton's in Te Papa.
Skeleton's in Te Papa.
Heart and skin are in...
As long as Russell Crowe dies, we do the same thing with him. His skin goes to New Zealand, his skeleton goes to Melbourne, and his heart goes to Canberra. then that's fair treatment, you know?
Yeah, I think if that can be arranged consensually with all parties, then that should surely be a move.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd love to see what the Crow family would have to say about that one.
Do you imagine you're going to see Rusty's big heart in the Perspex box at a museum? Holy moly.
Far out.
He's got a thumper. You know? Oh, he'd have a big heart.
Yeah. And rounding it out, Crowded House.
Oh, I don't know. 3/4 of the band were from Melbourne, weren't they?
Were they?
Yes, but Neil Finn.
I did get angry... I had a guy from Melbourne who was like, well, 4 seasons in one day, that's about Melbourne. I'm like, you idiot. It is absolutely about Auckland. Anyway.
Yeah. Gosh, very diplomatic answers from the old boy Chopper.
Well, you know, I've got tickets to sell in both countries. Yeah. I can't really burn one market, you know what I mean? But I will gladly throw... If there are no Aussies listening, I'll throw them under the bus every day of the week. But yeah, no.
It's funny you should say that, because one of our co-hosts, Madeline, who's currently just tucked out of frame, she's not really Australian,
she's
but
also,
she is.
You would be able to put her in the potential quickfire round, and we wouldn't be able to tell, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I think she was the one who pointed out that the mics were on during the song, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yeah. So she's a bit more.
Yeah, maybe every now and then you need a couple of Australians around just to keep the bloody wheels moving, you know?
Yeah, so maybe you do, eh?
I don't know about that. Nah, she's a good one. She's a good one. We'll keep her. She's a New Zealander, that one.
Yeah, that's the New Zealander right there. That's the New Zealand spirit.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Chopper.
Yeah.
Hey, no worries, legend. Thanks for taking the time to have a chat.
That's all good. Yeah, I hope all the best for you with the tour. Do you have any more last words you'd like to share?
Get some tickets or I'll come round to your place and karate chop you now.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Thank you so much, Chopper.
Yeah.
Hey, cheers, legend.
Make sure you come along to his show when he's down here, everyone that's listening. Yeah. It'll be a blast.
That was a Radio 191 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.